Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
November 2056. Space Station Hercules, Earth Orbit.
Wait, no waits, Commander Flynn. You're launching for Mars in 6 days, and you've been putting this off for way too long. Look, man, sit down, record this podcast interview, and get it over with. I've had to reschedule with Stillman 4 times now, and God help me if there's a fifth.
Okay.
Thank you. He should be ready. Clifford? Clifford, this is John on Space Station Hercules with Commander Flynn. Can you hear us okay?
Go ahead.
Sorry for all the reschedules, Clifford, but we're here now, and we're...
No, it's fine.
Right, so, I guess I'll leave you guys to it.
Okie doke.
All right, man. Okay, we're good. You ready?
Sure.
Sound speeds.
Hello, and welcome to a very special installment of Mars Now, the show bringing you to the front lines of Mexi's mission to send humans to Mars. I'm your host, Clifford Stillman. As we are a mere 6 days away from the launch of MECTI-1 from Earth orbit on a 6-week transit to Mars. And with me, in Observation Deck 6, aboard Space Station Hercules, is the first human who will set foot on another planet. Ladies and gentlemen, Commander Sam Flynn.
Hey, morning, Clifford. Great to spend time with you today.
It is an absolute pleasure.
And can I say, your work on this program and for MECTI in general has been quite exceptional. It's because of the popularity of this show and your ability to help muster worldwide support for MECTI and our work that we sit here today. I truly appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Commander. That's very kind. Anyway, let's get to this interview. What do you say?
Oh, we've nothing to cover here. Let's just keep exchanging pleasantries, shall we? I'm sorry. Yes, let's do this.
So, what's on the docket for these last few days?
Let's see. Undocking sims with full crew, exterior QC EVAs, system checks, launch sims, more system checks and launch sims, and at some point, we're supposed to get one final personal day for corresponding with friends and family. So, yeah, pretty active schedule. Once we launch, things should get better.
How are the nerves? I mean, are you keeping it together pretty well?
I think so. We're about as...
You can drop out any time, sir. You know that,
no,
right? I'm sure Andrew Wood or Tim Conrad would be happy
I can assure you, I am good. We're all keeping pretty focused here. Everybody knows their jobs. However, it's impossible to separate yourself from the weight of the moment, you know? We're all aware of what's about to happen. Once we launch, things get better. Tension will recede. At least I hope. You never really know until you go, so...
It's all right to be human, Commander.
Exactly.
Switching gears a little, people have been asking about this. So, you guys get to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
You land.
Mm-hmm.
You descend the ladder, you make the first step, and you say, what? What's your first word?
I gotta stop you right there. Cliff, you just gloss over landing like it's no big deal.
Well, sure, but...
Landing a ship the size of a building on Mars will be more incredible of a feat than putting a boot on the ground. But, to answer your question, I've got something in mind.
Come on, you're not gonna share that with us?
I'll keep everyone in suspense. If we don't stick to landing, then it won't matter a whole lot.
Fair enough, Commander. So... We're about to head to a break in a bit, but before that, I have one question I wanted to ask you. On the cusp of achieving decades of hard work from literally millions of people around the world, and, you know, gaining worldwide support, there are still people who criticize MECTI, its mission, and at times even you and your decision to volunteer for a one-way trip. It's too dangerous. One-way trips are unnecessary. The return on investment is too small, they say. And those are some of the lightest criticisms against MacDana's mission. I mean, how would you sell them this notion of one-way trips to Mars?
Right. First off, I'd say, I hear you. Our current level of technology makes one-way trips unnecessary. It is a dangerous mission. This will be the riskiest gamble man's ever taken. And yes, the cost to see this mission through can be considered laughable. And for what? To what end? Their concerns, totally identifiable. All this can be summed up in one word. Why? Go back 20 years or so. Before MechD, before all of this. Nanotech, fusion power, space elevators, moon bases. None of that stuff ever comes to pass. Think about where we were. Imagine that as the pinnacle of human success. The limit of our potential. We recognize these innovations and can sense it's within our grasp, but we choose not to pursue. We sense the danger inherent with trying to master those challenges and decide that it's too threatening. It doesn't really serve us much in the short term, so we ignore it. We realize the price tag is so astronomical that there's no way the return can ever match what we put in. So we lock the safe. We stay put. And thus, civilization comes to a screeching halt, perpetual stagnation. Go even further back. Internet, computers, rocketry, even combustion. Imagine if that never happened because we collectively decided we weren't up to the challenge. Our civilization survives through progress. It perseveres through overcoming challenges, and true value is measured by long-term success. This is why we must go to Mars. Neil Armstrong once said, "It's in the nature of the human being to face challenges." Going to Mars is our next great challenge to overcome. It's a means of protecting our species from collapse. MechD's mission is unquestionably crucial. We must, and we will, go to Mars. For good.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.